Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice-less this week, it's my favourite stupid pun to say, but not alone in the studio. We have got Connor Aimer-Bendel in the studio this morning, and we are talking about the clitoris conundrum. Morena, Connor, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you.
It is great to have you in here. We should start at the top and say a bit of a content warning. If people want to tune back in 10 minutes, the show covers themes around sexual assault, so if you want to come back, you can, but if you want to stick around, this is a really exciting piece of theatre, which you've written. Tell us a wee bit about the world of this show. What were you kind of trying to explore, and what are you trying to say with this work?
Oh, big questions.
Just straight off the bat. Yeah.
The world. Well, the world, like literally the world is set in a flat here in Tamaki with myself, my onstage girlfriend called Samantha, and my friend Ariki, and then we've got another actor who, her name's Lydia Buckley, and she plays like four characters.
So wow.
She's got a lot of work to do.
Nice.
And she's like a therapist, an ACC sensitive claims person, a lover, and a sex shop, like creep dude.
Nice. So that's just like a variety of vibes there.
Yeah, she really has to do it all. So that's the actual world. And then I guess, the basis of the show is about this character called Cameron who is going on a journey of, well, she has anorgasmia, if you know what that is.
No, I don't. What is that?
A medical term for not being able to have an orgasm. And it's causing a lot of issues in a relationship because she's just not that. Can I say sex on the radio?
Oh, yeah, we're after nine. Cool. I've told people, I've given a content warning. We're good now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, she's not enjoying sex and her girlfriend's kind of clocked on. So the relationship's not in a good space. So she goes, she finally opens up and is like, yep, hey, this happened to me as a kid. I've tried to block it out. The blocking isn't working. So she goes through the process of trying to go to therapy and all of these routes, which I myself had a similar story. So like it's largely drawing on my life, but then I've tried to draw on other people's experience and do some research as well just to protect myself as an actor.
Totally.
So I'm not like getting up there and doing exactly what I went through.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she's trying to fix that, and then in the meantime, Ariki's character is wanting to do drag, but they've really struggled to come out to their super Christian family, so they're not wanting to go that extra step.
Yeah.
And that is kind of like, it's its own storyline, but I guess they're all kind of interwoven in this, like, not wanting to be open about what's going on.
Yeah.
And Ariki definitely provides a lot of comic and, like, glamorous relief from the assault side of the story.
Because I was going to say, this is obviously very heavy content and, you know, takes a lot to tell a story like that, especially when you're drawing on stuff that's personal, but as you say, then repositioning it.
Yeah.
So it's not your story and it's not necessarily, it's bringing these multi characters into this world a little bit. But it is also funny. This is like, there is a comedy is the underpinning of this show.
It's pretty funny. The only thing I would say, if you come, you can laugh when you feel like you can't, because I find with Kiwi audiences, we're so like,
we get a bit stressed.
Yeah, and we're a bit, you know, I don't know, polite.
Yeah.
But intentionally a lot of the like cameo characters are hard comic relief.
Yeah.
And Ariki's character definitely is just so extra that they walk onto the stage and the audience is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I guess the other element too is there's dance in it. So I worked with Kayla Page, who's an amazing choreographer, and she's done all the dance elements of the show. So there's like a really saucy lap dance from a giant vibrator that I am, which is crazy, and a drag dance to a song called Come, if you know that, by Brooke Candy.
Amazing.
It's quite a lot. And then I have like a, we never actually talk about the assault itself, but I have like a physical kind of pretty hectic manifestation, which my friend, really good friend, Jess Penson, who's Kidu or Nkidu Kalo, she made that musical track.
Oh, amazing.
With like a poem that I've written, kind of overlaid. And so that's how we've shown that, or told the assault through dance and music.
That's quite amazing. I was going to ask how you've approached telling this story, because obviously using a bunch of different mediums is a really helpful way of kind of creating something that feels bigger than a moment, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you bring in other people as well in the creating process, you're obviously having conversations about the way to present things and the way to, you know, make your audience feel things. What were some of those conversations like? How did you kind of start that discussion with your collaborators?
Well, I started writing this in 2021, I think.
Back in the day.
Very long time ago. And then it's just been on and off and on and off and on and off and has changed quite a lot. But definitely the closer we've got to putting it on and the more like workshops of the script that I did, I realized I needed to pull a lot of dialogue about the assault itself out because it's just quite triggering.
Yeah, totally.
So that's how we kind of ended up with dance and music, and like I'm a dancer, so I always kind of knew I wanted that. And then I think with Jess's stuff, we were just chatting one day, just hanging out, and she kind of was like, why don't we try this? And then we did, and it worked really well. So
it's how the best collaborations come about sometimes, eh?
I don't even remember, really. It just happened.
What if we just try this thing?
Which was amazing. So and it does, I think it really shows, because you've still got the words of like a poem about it, but it's not like an actor standing on stage doing this hectic monologue.
Absolutely, yeah.
About being assaulted, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty, it feels like it's an awful word to say. It feels like a brave show to talk about, but there is something about maybe like a really strong show or something. There feels like there's a lot of strength in the way that you've built this sort of kind of collaborative world around the story.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the team has been, I would not be doing it alone. And I've had, like, on the weekend, I definitely had a moment of being like, what?
What am I doing?
Why have I written this? But I know it is good, and I think these stories need to be told as well.
Totally, yeah.
Because that was my whole intention in the first place, is I feel like there's so much taboo and shame still around SA, so the more you kind of talk about it, people can heal with their own journeys or feel like they can go and get help or just open up.
Yeah,
but it's still pretty scary. I'm not gonna lie.
It is. You've worked with some pretty amazing organizations though to help make this happen. Just running through the list, you got Help Auckland, Te Wahi Wahine or Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland Women's Centre, Victim Support Team, Outline and Rainbow Youth. So you've obviously had some really great support from the sector that works with the space, you know.
We just wanted, I mean, mostly it's audience and cast and crew like protection, just so that if people, I mean, when people, if they feel triggered, if it's too much, we've got help readily available. So we also have an on-site therapist every
awesome
night.
That's amazing.
So if you do come and you feel unsafe, there's a therapist at the door by basement. But yeah, I think from the get-go I knew that we needed a bit more than you'd have in a typical theatre show.
You're not just rocking up with your snacks and your wine.
No.
Going with your good friends and sort of getting in the headspace for it, I feel. But it is an amazing work, The Clitoris Conundrum. When is it opening? What's going on?
Tonight.
Oof.
Yeah.
Exciting. Scary. It's going to be great.
So nervous. No, it will be. It will be. I am excited. I'm just like, oh, the first one's always the hardest, and then you get it out of the way and you're good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is at Basement Theatre, sliding scale ticketing, as Basement is so good at doing. Mm-hmm. So head to the Basement's website if you would like to come along. Mm-hmm. What time is it? 8 o'clock. Is
8
that
o'clock.
Right? Yeah, cool.
Yes.
And when do you run until?
It's a 70-minute show.
Cool.
So 9, 10, give or take a few minutes.
Love it.
Yeah.
And the shows run, when's your, what's your season looking like? It goes until?
Saturday.
Fab.
Yeah, cool. 5 nights.
Awesome. It's going to be great.
I'll have sleep again.
Yeah, you will be able to sleep.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you this morning, Connor. We'll put a link to the tickets in the show tonight. Break a leg. It's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to this amazing piece of work, The Clitoris Conundrum. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.